Biden and Newsom conspire to implement radical open border plan. Commentary. In the midst of the biggest border crisis in generations, California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to pour gas on the fire. As part of his new budget, he announced that California will offer illegal immigrants free food and health care. In so doing, he is sending a loud and clear message to those considering joining the masses illegally crossing our southern border. California is here to welcome you with free stuff. The benefits are on top of the free education for your children and the guarantee that many will be safe from deportation, which California already had in place. Most incredible about the new benefits is that there are no limitations on who can qualify. Those who illegally cross the border tomorrow still qualify. In the past, the question of how to deal with the illegal immigration problem has been a thorny one for both sides. Conservatives reluctantly acknowledge that deporting all illegal immigrants is not practical. They also acknowledge that having millions essentially living underground, and not paying taxes, is not healthy for a society. And liberals also acknowledge that they cannot demand a path to legal residency, or citizenship, without restricting it to those already here, otherwise it will only encourage more to come. Thus, virtually every bipartisan solution proposed to provide a pathway to legal status has applied only to people who entered the country before a certain date and has been coupled with increased border security to finally and effectively end illegal immigration. Any other plan would encourage more illegal immigration and thus not address the problem. But Democrats are no longer liberals, they are progressives. And progressives do not think that America should have borders. They do not want a solution to more illegal immigration. They want more illegal immigration. So, they offer benefits to those yet to come as a carrot. This is the grand conspiracy between President Biden and Governor Newsom. They are working together to implement their collectivist, globalist, socialist, America Last agenda. Newsom lures them to come with the promise of sanctuary and free food, health care, and education, and Biden leaves the door open. They learned this scheme from the globalist European Union, which in 2015-16 allowed millions of so-called asylum seekers to enter the EU, even though most did not qualify for asylum, and provided them with a host of benefits upon arrival. Biden opened the door by ending Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The Supreme Court recently ruled that Biden was not required to maintain that policy because the law states merely that the government may return asylum seekers to Mexico, not must. However, the law also states that asylum seekers shall be detained as they await their hearing. The Biden administration is blatantly violating that provision. Of course, Biden could not implement the second part since providing federal benefits to illegal immigrants would require a change to federal law. But that is where Newsom comes in, offering such benefits from the country's largest state. And if he gets his way, he will soon attempt to implement it across the nation as president. We know he plans to run because a Biden is physically incapable of running, B. Biden has no support, even within his own party, C. Newsom has started running campaign ads in Florida where his likely opponent resides, and D. He has been running for president his whole adult life. If you think a lethargic President Biden is bad, the prospect of an energetic President Newsom is far scarier.